Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay. Punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay. My sisters and my brethren.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We just heard how thousands of bands are descending on Austin, Texas for the annual South by Southwest Music Festival. The British folk punk troubadour Frank Turner will be there, too, after he plays a sold-out show here in New York tonight at the Knitting Factory. The hard-touring songwriter has some other big shows on the horizon, including a stadium gig at home in London next month. We'll hear about all that and more in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. Frank Turner sings Peggy Sang the Blues live on Soundcheck.
Peggy came to me in my sleep in the middle of the night on a Friday night last week. She whispered, hush, out, and don't be scared. Got me a few words of wisdom that I came back to share. She said, it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you go. No one gets to remember things they didn't do. Said, Peggy, won't you stay here for a while? Drink whiskey, we can play cards, and we can get wild. She said we'll play poker and we'll play for keeps. I only play angels lately and they never let me cheat. She said, it doesn't matter where you come from, it matters where you go.
Frank Turner, live on Soundcheck with Peggy Sang the Blues. It's on his most recent album of original songs called England Keep My Bones. Frank, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Our engineer, Paul Schneider, says you are the loudest singer he has ever worked with here on Soundcheck.
Well, it's a facet of having grown up with punk rock and hardcore bands. I learned how to sing in a practice room with the microphone going through a guitar amp or something ridiculous like that, and one had to yell to be heard. And no matter how much I might try and disguise my punk roots, which I don't actually really try and do, but they shine through in the way I sing and play guitar.
Well, the version of Peggy Sang the Blues that's on the record, you know, doesn't try to hide the rock roots of
It's definitely. It's a
full-on band thing.
Yeah, I have the Sleeping Souls, my backing band, who are currently asleep on a tour bus somewhere somewhere in Brooklyn, and I'm out here earning my keep.
And then heading down to South by Southwest.
Yes, we have a 6 a.m. flight in the morning, which fact I'm not particularly stoked. But
good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it should be right. And it'll be great to go back to Austin. I'm a huge, huge fan of Austin, Texas. So.
Well, now, Jim Fusilli, you know, of the Wall Street Journal, was just telling us about, you know, occasionally you hear about bands. In fact, it's not occasional. I hear about this all the time, doing 6, 7, 8 gigs in the course of 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
Are you one of those?
You know what? I've done that in the past. The last time I was at South by Southwest was in 2009, and I think I did 9 shows in 3 days, something like that. And I had a great time, and that was kind of me sort of doing South by Southwest properly, if you like. This time around, it's more. I'm kind of going down my UK record label, Extra Mile Recordings, which is an indie label that I have very close ties with, doing their first South by Southwest sort of showcase night. And I had 2 days off, so I thought, why not go to Texas from New York and then back to Boston? You know, why not?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I'm not one for taking days off. I can't deal with being idle.
Well, this will now sort of tie together my first question to you. The relentless touring and the way that you sing, how do you keep your voice from blowing out?
With lots of practice and some technique at the edges there as well. I mean,
so you do know what you're doing with your instrument there.
Yeah, to
you're not
a degree.
Just like belting it out.
Yeah, no, I've been touring and playing shows. Actually, I did my first tour in 98, so it's been a while on the road now, but I'm generally quite good at taking care of it. That said, you know, there's always going to be days when you get sick and it sucks and you just have to kind of like fight through it, you know, and it hopefully it's very rarely. I only generally cancel about 1 show a year now, but given that I'm doing 250 shows a year or thereabouts, I think that's okay. And I mean I hate cancelling shows. It just makes me feel like the terrible human being, so something to avoid. But yeah, I mean, I do. You know, I spend a depressingly large amount of my waking hours thinking about this region of my body right here between my chin and my
Frank collar. Is rubbing his throat as he says that.
but you know, so I mean, one of the things should any, the moment the day ever come when, you know, somebody from on high, a hand comes down and says to me, you can no longer be a singer or a musician, it will be a great liberation in a way to no longer spend my entire life thinking about my throat. But I mean, you know, on the whole, it works out.
Frank Turner's with us on Soundcheck today. England Keep My Bones is the most recent record, and it includes this song called Wessex Boy. Are you, in fact, a Wessex boy?
I am, although, I mean, it's slightly trite, my use of the word Wessex there. Wessex is more of a vague area than an actual defined place. It was a kingdom a couple of thousand, well, 1,500 years ago or so. But I wanted to write a song. The song's about the city of Winchester, basically, which was the capital of Wessex, and it's where I'm from. And I got bored of songs about Los Angeles, New York, and Dublin, and you know what I mean? And London as well, for that matter. And, you know,
although Winchester Calling just doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
Winchester doesn't really call in quite the same way as London does, I think. It's more a place that is called too by London, but you know, it's I have that sort of thing I think that everybody has of kind of like desperately wanting to escape the place you grew up when you're growing up, and then you get out of there and get into incredibly nostalgic for the place. So but yeah, I wanted to write a little tribute of sorts.
All right, here, let's hear it. Frank Turner playing live on Soundcheck. Wessex Boy is the song.
Let me tell you all a little story of the things I found. Hanging out and drinking with my friends in the cathedral grounds. Or late to dodging drunks as we dance along Jury Street. As we wander uptown to the railway, our friends to meet. There's something about coming back to your hometown again. The place where you grew up and where you found your firmest friends. None of them still live here, and I got nowhere to go. I'm a Wessex boy, and when I'm here, I'm home. Let me
tell you all a little story of the things I've lost. Huddling for warmth on the top step of the Barter Cross. Or sitting on the benches by the bridges at the riverside. Counting down the hours for the buses because I missed my ride. Something about coming back to your hometown again, the place where you grew up and where you found your finest friends. No, none of them still live here, they got nowhere to go. Well, I'm a Wessex boy, I'm a Wessex boy. And when I'm here, I'm home. And one day I will hear this song, anonymous and sweet, ringing out from a busker's guitar on the ancient city streets. Pause one smile before I continue on alone. And somebody else will sing the words, and I'll feel like I'm home. The feeling kind of strange, cause despite a little changes, yeah, this place still feels the same. There's something about coming back to your hometown again, the place where you grew up and where you found your firmest friends. And none of them still live here, and I got nowhere to go. Well, I'm a Wessex boy. Well, I'm a Wessex boy.
Frank Turner, live on Soundcheck with Wessex Boy. You can find that on his 2011 record, England Keep My Bones. And Frank, you were talking about that kind of sense of nostalgia for home once you do, in fact, get away from it. This album, England Keep My Bones, is full of like musings about England and...
Yeah, it was something, you know, it was one of those things that had been kind of surfacing in a lot of songs prior to this record, and I felt that it was probably best to kind of confront it head on, you know, partly because I you know, it was obviously something I wanted to write about, but also because I wanted to get out of my system. You know, I don't want to be a sort of monomaniacal songwriter, you know, I want to spread my wings. So it's quite liberating. I'm working on writing a new record right now, and none of the songs about England at all, because I've covered that. But yeah, it's funny. Some people have sort of said to me they think it's a sort of a that I must be a patriot or a nationalist or something, but which I don't think is true, or at least that's way too simplistic for me. That I have conflicting feelings about England as a place, and the idea of going home and remaining stationary. I live an itinerant life, and you know, I spend my whole time feeling homesick, and I get home and give me 2 days, and I'm climbing up the walls trying to get out of the place. So it's something that I'm not in any way resolved about. But then I suppose that's what kind of art springs from.
Well, you know, people with the kind of the political bent to some of the songs, the combination of acoustic music and the punk background, people have compared you to Billy Bragg for a number of years. Now, it turns out you were doing this big monster show at London's Wembley Arena.
Yes.
And Billy Bragg is opening
for you. Yes, he is, which is faintly ridiculous. I've known Billy for a little while. He's a lovely guy, and one of the things I respect him for is that he's fantastically tuned into new music and very supportive of young artists. And he invited me to do a show with him at Glastonbury Festival a few years ago, where basically we had 90 minutes, two guitars, and a stage and no plan. And we just took it in turns to play songs. And we literally didn't discuss anything before the show. And, you know, he played some songs that I happened to know kind of the chords and the vocal harmonies too, so I'd join in. And we were just kind of spinning yarns, and it was a great time. And when we decided to try doing an arena show, because I've never headlined an arena before, and it's daunting, but a big sort of part of the idea right from the word go was to ask Billy if he would be up for playing. And I was very nervous about it and ummed and ahed about it, and sent him this gigantically skirting the issue email. And he called me back and said, "You want me to play? And I said yes, and he said that's fine. You know, and he's a delight to hang out with. So yeah, I mean, I do feel slightly fraudulent playing after Billy Bragg at a show, but he's such a sweetheart about it. You know, he's at that point in his career where all the kind of things about, you know, prestige and perception and all that sort of thing that booking agents usually worry about, he doesn't have to give a damn about anymore. You know, so. He's been through a couple
of losses in the family recently. I mean, he knows which way is up, and he knows what's important.
Yeah, and, totally. You know. And I certainly, you know, I want to. He's not going to only be on stage during his set, should we say?
Okay, so that's happening after you get home to London. Mm. I mentioned England Keep My Bones, but that's not the most recent thing. You've done a collection of like covers and B-sides and stuff called The Second 3 Years.
Yes.
It turns out you're a Tom Petty fan.
I am a huge Tom Petty fan. And it's funny, he's really not as sort of culturally ubiquitous in England as he is in America. And in true romantic style, my first real exposure to Tom Petty was the first American tour I did. It was me and a friend. We were in a car driving around playing coffee shops. And it seemed that the number of hours we were put in driving between shows was inversely proportional to the number of people who'd show up. So we'd drive for 10 hours and play to 3 people. Right. And then drive for an hour and play to 20 people. So, but on that tour, my friend who I was touring with is American, and I was not that familiar with Tom Petty. So we bought a CD at a gas station, you know, and played it in the car. And that's a fine way to learn about Tom Petty songs, driving through highways in Arizona or whatever.
Well, let's hear Frank Turner live on Soundcheck and his version of Tom Petty's American Girl.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world, lots of places to run to. And if she had to die trying, there was one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Well, it was kinda cold that night. She stood alone on her balcony. She could hear all the cars rolling by out on 441, like waves crashing over a beach. And for one desperate moment there, he crept up in her mirror. God, it's so painful, something that's so close, still so far out of reach. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl.
That is Frank Turner and his version of American Girl by Tom Petty, which appears on his recent The Second 3 Years collection. Mm-hmm. Frank's off to the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. And Frank, it's been great having you with us on the show. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, it's day 2 of our 2-part series on animals and music. We'll look at how and why artists, poets, and composers have drawn inspiration from animals. Plus, the baritone Thomas Hampson is set to star as Macbeth at the Met. He'll talk to us about playing this important role. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.